In this edition of Dear AFA, new contract provisions implemented in May, contract enforcement, and local council meetings. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, April 24th, and this is Washington, D.C., Council 21 volunteer Heather Honeycutt reporting. And together, we will do better. New contract provisions implemented in May. Affected with the May schedule month, additional improvements and changes to our contract come into effect. The improvements are the elimination of the corner system, PTO makeup within the same month, 8:30 and 24 labor, drafting pay, open flying request priority, and the implementation of the increased trip trade with open allocations. A schedule for the anticipated implementation of provisions and improvements is available on our website. Contract enforcement. Our new contract offers more opportunities for us to fly unlimited hours, earn certain incentives for keeping the operation on time, as well as waive certain contractual legalities that were previously unwaivable for a considerable period of our bargaining history. However, it is critical for all of us to understand that because the union has negotiated for certain provisions to be waivable, we aren't disregarding the language in any other section of the agreement in order to do so. Where waivers have been negotiated, the specific circumstances under which the waiver applies have been carefully delineated. Invariably, there may be circumstances where misunderstandings may result, and this may ultimately lead to contractual disputes. It is important that each of us understands how to protect our rights when disputes occur. Of primary importance, the discretion to waive certain legalities belongs solely to the individual flight attendant, not management. During the course of the next several months, as we become familiar with the new provisions of the agreement, there are bound to be questions and potential issues that arise. It is just as important under this new contract to be aware of your legalities and to challenge anything that may be a violation of our collective bargaining rights. It is imperative that we all work together to enforce our contract. If we allow any section of our agreement to be disregarded repeatedly without challenging the actions of management in these misapplications, we run the risk of changing the meaning of the language of the agreement to the benefit of management and to our detriment. In short, we must actively defend the language of our contract at all times, and each of us has an equal responsibility to enforce the language of our contract. If, after speaking to the appropriate parties, the issue remains unresolved, you may initiate the dispute resolution process by filling a worksheet out with your local council no later than 60 calendar days after the flight attendant would reasonably have knowledge of the dispute. Your local council reviews and evaluates every worksheet submitted. Be as detailed as possible and include any relevant documents that pertain to the issue. Additional information on contract enforcement can be read on our website. Over the course of the next few weeks, AFA will be distributing informational articles called AFAX, which will highlight how certain provisions of the new contract are to be applied. The changes will be negotiated, will benefit our flight attendant community and ensuring everyone has a full understanding of these provisions is the most certain way to make sure full advantage of the improvements to our contract. Collectively, through the understanding, we can ensure the negotiated contractual improvements benefit flight attendants and the integrity of our contract is preserved. Local council meetings. Your elected local council leaders will be attending the Spring United Master Executive Council, MEC meeting in Chicago, planned for May 8th to the 11th, 2012. At the upcoming MEC meeting, reports will be given by the United MEC officers. Also on the agenda are reports from the MEC EAP Professional Standards, Benefits, Grievance, and Reserve Committees. In preparation for the upcoming Spring Master Executive Council, MEC, your local councils will be conducting meetings to solicit your feedback. Dates, times, and locations will be posted on the local council meeting and local council pages of our website as they become available. We encourage you to attend your council meetings and share your thoughts with your president before she or he meets with the other local presidents throughout the system. It is a great opportunity to discuss our issues with your fellow flying partners. If you cannot attend the meeting, take a moment to provide feedback to your local council president before the MEC meeting begins on May 8th. In addition, elections will take place at the upcoming spring MEC meeting for the following MEC committee positions: central schedule, hotel and transportation, membership engagement, joint negotiating, seniority merger integration, and system board of adjustment. The local executive council presidents, LECP, make up the voting body of the MEC. Positions are electable by a simple majority, with each LECP casting one vote for each open position. Candidates interested must be active members in good standing and should submit a resume or a signed willingness to serve statement, preferably 15 days prior to the election date, to United MEC Secretary Treasurer at mecsec@unitedafa.org. Candidates are also encouraged, but not required, to be available for an in-person interview at the MEC meeting where elections will be held. Elections will be conducted on the second day of the meeting, May 9, 2012. Any candidate who wishes to appear for an interview must do so at their personal expense. Additional information is available at unitedafa.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong and do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading single contract.